Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. It's your girl, Michelle Thames, here to light the path for all of you budding entrepreneurs ready to carve out your space online, but you may be feeling somewhat overwhelmed, friend, but don't feel that way. You don't know where to start. Today, we're breaking down those first crucial steps to putting yourself out there online, setting goals that you can actually hit, and starting to build that all-important confidence. If that sounds like what you need, then you are in the right place, my friend. Let's get into today's episode. So I totally get it. Starting can be really scary, and you see all of these super polished profiles and beautiful pictures and successful brands online, and it feels like you're already behind. But you're not behind. I just want to start there. Social media is a highlight reel. Let's remember that, right? You are not behind. You're just starting out. It is okay, right? Every big achiever started somewhere, including me. Before I became known as an influencer, a marketing professional, I was in the beauty influencer world. I was just trying things out. I started a blog, I started a YouTube channel, and I really just started to immerse myself in this new content creator world that I knew nothing about before 2008, right? So I was just trying things out, side hustling, working my 9-to-5 job, until I wasn't, because that job fired me. It's okay. But that push is what forced me to go all in on my side gig. It forced me to go all in on freelance writing, to write for naturallycurly.com. Google me, type in Michelle Thames, naturallycurly.com, and see all of the articles that I was able to write for naturallycurly.com. That is a really huge accomplishment for me. So I was able to fall back on my relationships. I had a relationship with someone who worked at Naturally Curly, and they were looking for writers, right? So that forced me to go all in on my side gig. And luckily, I had been already laying the groundwork, building my personal brand without even realizing it. So building a personal brand, I feel, is very important. And you know, I have many episodes on here about building a personal brand. So make sure you check out some of those episodes. You can always search for those episodes online as well. So let's talk about fear, because that's the first thing that you got to tackle. Fear of judgment, fear of failure, fear that you're not good enough. Here's the secret though. Everybody feels it. But what separates those who succeed is action, right? We could talk all this big talk, but action is what really matters, okay? And let's not be fearful of what people may think. When you post online, you just got to post it and just go on about your day. Of course, you want to engage and do all these things, but we don't want to fear what other people might think, right? We don't want to fear that it's going to fail, because all these things are going to happen, right? But here's the secret again, everyone feels it. But what separates those is action. Again, if you combat this, you can do that with small, achievable goals. Maybe it's that you post once a week or reaching out to a new person one time a day. Let's let these small wins build confidence and momentum. And I know that you all are readers. Some of you are readers. We love to read. And you know, a lot of the episodes on the Social Media Decoded podcast, I've interviewed so many amazing experts, and they all have shared their amazing books. And one book that a lot of the entrepreneurs always share is Atomic Habits. And going back to this, small win builds confidence and momentum. That is why I love the book Atomic Habits so much, is because it builds up. So if you have not read that book, you might want to read that book. It's a really, really good book. I recommend it. I always like to go back and read it every year. James Clear is a very amazing author. So next up is laying the foundation, okay? Just like building a house, you want to lay your foundation. Start building your online presence with one platform where you feel that your audience hangs out the most. This is the number one mistake I see, is that we want to start off on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. everywhere, but you want to build the presence with one platform where you feel your audience hangs out the most. For me, it was Instagram because it was visual, personal, perfect for beauty influencer content, okay? So focus on creating genuine that reflects who you are, not just what you think will sell. That's a bar. What? Focus on the content that reflects who you are, not just what you think will sell. Because guess what, friend? Authenticity attracts. And trust me, people can tell when you're being real. They can tell when you're being real. I don't care what anybody say. Authenticity is key. Okay? People can see. That's why there's a lot of things, there may be a lot of things going on a lot on the news and all these things, right? People can see through that. So just know authenticity is always going to win no matter what. Okay. Now let's set some smart, achievable goals, because you already know if you've been listening to this podcast, I've talked about goals probably in almost every episode because goals are important, but not just any goals. The kind of goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based, which are SMART goals. These aren't just buzzwords. Like, we really need to pay attention to this, right? Because it's your roadmap. When I started, my goal was simply to connect with one new follower daily by engaging with their content. It wasn't about selling. It was about connecting. So let's think about when we set these goals, why, right? What's the reason? So make sure that they are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, right? Again, not just buzzwords. This is your complete roadmap, okay? So think about that. Think about what you want your goals to be and really sit with that, write it down, and make sure that it fits in the SMART goals category, okay? All right, so now I want to talk about starting small to gain your confidence, right? Starting small is key. We don't have to launch with a massive campaign or a complete product line or all the hoopla. Maybe it's just starting small with a post about why you're passionate about why you do what you do, or behind the scenes look at your process. These small steps help you test the waters. It helps you learn what resonates with your audience, and it helps you refine your approach without the pressure of needing to be perfect. Because why? You don't need to be perfect. It doesn't need to be perfect, right? So start small. You don't need a big, massive campaign. You don't need a complete product line. You don't need all those things, the balloons, the everything, the brand colors. Yes, branding is important. But one thing that we have to remember is action and execution. We can write all the ideas out, come up with everything. They look great. But the thing is the execution piece, right? Taking action. And this is why I created this podcast, to give you the resources and tools. And my hopes is that from this, that you will take action. So if you've been feeling like, oh, I'm really not wanting to put myself out there, I'm nervous, I don't know where to start, this is the podcast episode for you, right? So you can always go back, take notes, and then take action, because this, again, is why I created this podcast. I want you to get the tools and resources, but also to take the action so that you can see the results, right? You can see the results. So I am so excited because now you have the first steps forward on how you can start putting yourself out there. You don't have to fear anymore. You don't have to think about, you know, where you need to start, because you know the foundation. You know you're going to start with one platform. You're not going to start with 17. You're going to set some achievable goals that you can measure and that you can reach, right? Then you're going to start small, right? So that you continue to build up that confidence. I know that not everybody, it's not super easy just to turn on the camera and get in front of the camera or start to film yourself, but you got this, okay? If you're building a personal brand, if you're building a business, sometimes we got to put on these hats of content creators, right? Especially in the beginning. But if you're really passionate about your business and brand, you're always probably going to be involved in some sort of content creation or marketing, right? You're going to, if you're the visionary, you're going to have those ideas, but sometimes you might have to turn on that camera and get in front of the camera too, as well. So I hope that these tips were helpful in helping you get started. So thank you so much for hanging out with me today on Social Media Decoded. And I want you to remember, my friend, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Don't let the start stop you. Again, I'm Michelle Thames, here to help you decode the path to your digital marketing success. Go ahead and follow me over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. I know you're already following me, right? Let me give you that again. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram, because I drop gems over there too, at Michelle L. Thames, okay? Come talk to me in the DMs. I would love to chat with you. If you have any questions, if you're struggling with something with marketing, let's chat, okay? My DMs are always open. Until next time, my friend, keep stepping out, keep shining, and let's build something beautiful together. Talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.